You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus actually prefer to bite birds rather than people. And when a bird becomes infected, it serves as a bag of virus.
The ex-girlfriend of former Clippers owner Donald Sterling must return some very expensive gifts. A Los Angeles Superior Court judge ruled yesterday that V. Stiviano must give back over $2.5 million worth of gifts and cash she received from the disgraced NBA owner. The judge says the home and luxury car Sterling gave to his mistress were assets he shared with his wife. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
This Friday.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere Friday on the CW.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is defending his decision not to endorse Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. He says he needs to hear her thoughts on tackling some inequality.
What I said on Meet the Press, I had said previously to Secretary Clinton and her team. I don't think there was any surprise in it. But I think the important thing is we've got to have a discussion of the issues, and I believe we will.
De Blasio says he's not being disloyal to his former boss, but says sometimes you have to choose the people over friends. He says he's optimistic that Clinton will address the issue and says income inequality is an issue that needs to be addressed in this election.
So that's what matters, the fate of this country, the fate of our people. And even when you have a deep friendship and appreciation for someone, you have to put the people first. But I need to know what the vision is in terms of serving the people.
Americans aren't planning to splurge with their tax refunds this year. That's according to Bankrate tax analyst Kay Bell, who says many people will be using their tax refunds to pay off debt.
We found in our most recent poll, which we took last month, that about 51% of people expected to get refunds, and more than a third of them said they were going to pay down debt.
She says only 3% of those surveyed plan to spend their refund on a vacation or shopping spree. And she adds that so many millennials are getting refunds because they aren't used to the tax process.
Millennials are getting big refunds, and, you know, that may be just because this is their first jobs and they haven't really learned how to adjust their withholding to have it be more accurately reflecting what they're getting.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:08, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. 55 degrees right now in Flemington. Partly cloudy skies and 5-mile-an-hour winds gusting up to 21. Today is Tax Day, April 15, 2015. Sun and clouds mixed today and a high of 69. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Some clouds and a low of 41 tonight. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and a high around 65 for tomorrow. Winds east-southeast at 5 to 10. On Friday the 17th, steady light rain in the morning. Showers continuing in the afternoon, a high of 67. Chance of rain 70%. Some clouds in the morning on Saturday will give way to a mainly sunny sky in the afternoon, a high of 76. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Sunday, 64. And rain on Monday, a high of 54. Chance of rain, 80%. Rainfall near an inch. It looks like rain Monday night as well, and rain in the morning on Tuesday. So going to keep an eye on that. That seems to be a fairly big storm coming through. Temperatures in our area, 59 right now in White House, 56 up in Highbridge, 60 in Phillipsburg, 53 in Kingwood, 54 in Raritan, 54 in Franklin, 56 in Raritan, 57 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's on Chamber Radio Weather. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com. Let's check traffic, see what's going on Hunter County roads. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts, but everything's quiet out there. We had some congestion on 78 eastbound and over by Rattlesnake Bridge Road, but at this time now that should all have dissipated. Drive safe and sound. Stay mindful of your road as you're enjoying the beautiful weather. Good morning, Hunter and HuntChamber Radio Traffic. A little history from history.com for April 15, 2015. Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in 1947. He was age 28 and becomes the first African-American player in Major League Baseball when he steps onto Ebbets Field in Brooklyn to compete for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Robinson broke the color barrier in a sport that had been segregated for more than 50 years. Exactly 50 years later, on April 15, 1997, Robinson's groundbreaking career was honored and his uniform number 42 was retired from Major League Baseball by Commissioner Bud Selig in a ceremony attended by over 50,000 fans at New York City's Shea Stadium. Robinson's was the first ever number retired by all teams in the league. In 1783, the Continental Congress of the United States officially ratifies the preliminary peace treaty with Great Britain that was signed in November of 1782. The congressional move brings the nascent nation one step closer to the conclusion of the Revolutionary War. Well, it was a long an unfortunate process. We talked about yesterday, 1865, how President Lincoln was shot. Well, on today, April 15th, was the actual day that President Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, dies from an assassin's bullet. He was shot by John Wilkes Booth, as we all know, at Ford's Theater in Washington the night before. Lincoln lived for 9 hours before succumbing to the severe head wound he had sustained. In 1959, 4 months after leading a successful revolution in Cuba, Fidel Castro visits the United States. The visit was marked by tensions between Castro and the American government. And now, my goodness, almost 45 years later, we saw that President Obama was meeting with Fidel's brother. 1920, a paymaster and a security guard are killed during a mid-afternoon armed robbery of a shoe company in South Braintree, Massachusetts. Out of this rather unremarkable crime grew one of the most famous trials in American history and a landmark case in forensic crime detection. Both Fred Perimeter and Alessandro Berardelli were shot several times as they attempted to move the payroll boxes of their New England shoe company. The two armed thieves, identified by witnesses as Italian-looking, quote-unquote, fled in a Buick. The car was found abandoned in the woods several days later. Through evidence found in the car, police suspected that the man named Mike Botta was involved. However, Botta was one step ahead of the authorities and fled to Italy. In 1912, it also happened yesterday and concluded the next day, the RMS Titanic, billed as unsinkable, sinks into the icy waters of the North Atlantic after hitting an iceberg on its maiden voyage, killing 1,517 people. In 1998, Pol Pot, the architect of Cambodia's killing fields, dies of apparently natural causes while serving a life sentence imposed against him by his own Khmer Rouge. And in 2013, it's 2 years already, amazing, on this day, two bombs go off near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, killing three spectators and wounding more than 260 other people in attendance. 4 days later, after an intense manhunt that shut down the Boston area, police captured one of the bombing suspects, 19-year-old Duskvar Tsarnev, his older brother, and fellow suspect, 26-year-old Tarmalin Tsarnev, died following a shootout with law enforcement earlier the same day. Still a very surreal and unfortunate incident, and we're still working through the process right now as they work through the trial about the Boston Marathon killings and bombings. That is Today in History from History.com. And obviously April 14th and 15th were pretty dark days in our history. We'll be back right after this with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber to come in just a moment.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
So confusing, you're sure been messing with my mind. You got me losing.
All right, you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Well, spring is finally here. We've made it through the snow. And we got about 2 weeks of respite. And now we start worrying about other things in our midst. Got a wake-up call here. Let's find out what's going on that we need to worry about.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
All right, we have, we used to worry about just Lyme disease. I remember when Lyme disease came into our midst and we were worried about it. Now we just accept it as one of the things that are out there. We're very well educated about it and know how to recognize it. We have treatments and all that. Well, we have a new tick-borne virus that's in our area, and it's a deadly tick-borne Powassan virus being eyed by New Jersey health officials. Renee Curlick-Hill of the Hunter County Democrat reports that health officials are wondering if a tick-borne virus that killed a Warren County woman 2 years ago is on the rise in New Jersey. The Powassan virus has, quote, no business being here in New Jersey, said Todd Rainey, Hunter County Public Health Division Director, but it, quote, now appears to be in northwest New Jersey. A 51-year-old Warren County woman contracted the virus in May 2013, State Department of Health confirmed later that year that it was the cause of her death. The woman had developed symptoms that included fever, headache, and a rash, symptoms eerily similar to Lyme disease, which is also transmitted by ticks. According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control, in 2013, Lyme disease was the most commonly reported vector-borne illness in U.S. and the fifth most common nationally notifiable disease. However, 95% of confirmed cases were concentrated in 14 states, mostly in the Northeast and Upper Midwest. New Jersey had 2,785 confirmed cases of Lyme disease in 2013, the fourth highest in the nation following Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New York. Unlike Lyme, Powassan can cause death. The Warren woman who died also suffered encephalitis, or inflammation of the brain. Powassan virus encephalitis is fatal in about 10% of cases. Powassan is on the rise, according to the CDC, but is still rare, with about 60 cases of the disease reported in the United States over 10 years. It is named for a municipality in Ontario, Canada, near the North Bay, where it was first identified. Lyme is named for a town in Connecticut. According to the CDC, Powassan can also cause vomiting, confusion, seizures, memory loss, and may leave survivors with long-term neurological problems. Rainey said he first heard about Powassan about 6 years ago and didn't foresee its spread to New Jersey. One form of the virus is found in oxides, cocci, or groundhog ticks. A second form, according to the CDC, is found in Oxodes scapularis, or deer ticks. Both have transmitted the disease to humans. Last year, Rainey and his office identified a groundhog tick, which may also be found on dogs, for the first time. He started reading about them and found there are more of these groundhog ticks than we ever thought. He would like to get better grasp on how common they are, but noted they are not an easy task. Even if we catch them in a trap, they don't want us pulling ticks off them, he said, and groundhogs carry and transmit rabies. But what about the heads of suspected rabid groundhogs brought in for testing? Within an hour of a host's animal desk, Rainey said, ticks flee the body. So far, he said, the only counties to confirm the presence of groundhog ticks in New Jersey are Hunterdon and Monmouth. He wonders if the Powassan virus has become more adaptable over time, allowing it to survive in a commandeer tick we see all over the place. If so, it's too early to tell how that will play out in humans. It will probably become more common, but transmission via deer ticks may result in disease that's less aggressive or less easily transmitted. Analogies can be found in mosquitoes, because different species carry different diseases and in different ways. Another difference with powassan is that it's transmitted much more quickly than Lyme, in which a tick usually needs to feed at least 48 hours in order to infect a human. Powassan can be transmitted within hours. I never want to make anybody scared, but it's important to be vigilant, said Rainey, and check thoroughly for ticks after spending time outdoors. A lot of these viruses get introduced, and it takes a little while to take hold, he said. He would like to be able to test ticks and get some baseline information, and then predict when a problem might appear. All right, well, it's bringing awareness. You have to understand and absorb the context of what Director Rainey is talking about, but essentially it boils down to this. Be vigilant. Wear long clothes when you're in woods or in high grass or near shrubs. Check your body. Do a check to look for ticks and report anything you see, especially any types of rashes or bites, and see if you can get help quickly so that they can check it out. Aside from that, don't be fearful of it. Just be aware and be sensible about it and make the right time. And nobody is a hero. That's why that's wake-up call for today. It's 9:26, and let's see what else we got going on. Oh, we were talking about Flemington starting to come along. Flemington's Music on Main stays there for 2015, says Rick Epstein on the 14th. He says the 6 summer Music on Main concerts will remain on Main Street this year. A plan to move the street-closing rock concerts to the Court Street Park met with petition and strong opposition from the owners of Main Street restaurants and stores. In the wake of a turbulent council meeting, council members Dorothy Fine, Brooke Leibowitz, and Brian Swingle met with Donna Coco of Coco's Cafe, Rosanna DiMarzio of Grill Shack, and Karen Shankoff of Sage and Attachments. The upshot is, Fine told council at Monday's meeting, we are going to continue this year to have that series on Main Street, and that these businesses want to be involved. They want to help do it. I think that's not a bad idea. This is their front yard. The concerts will be held on Wednesday nights on alternate weeks, with the popular Thursday Night Lights concerts also running on alternate weeks. There will be Main Street music every week. Next year, if there are to be Music on Main Street concerts, the Flemington Business Improvement District might have to sponsor them. It is pretty much the consensus of all of council that Main Street entertainment events will be shifting to the BID in the future. Next year, to be organized and run, since this is the purview, really, Fine said. She hasn't given up on concerts in the park, which might start in a small way, organized by the borough's creative team. A show or two is possible for the summer, but it might have to wait for next year, she said. Among the suggestions of genres she has received are Celtic, classical, light opera, and New Orleans R&B. She envisions a series modeled after the Raritan River concerts, with a variety of music. She said perhaps Raritan River concerts would eventually add a Flemington show to its schedule. At the meeting, Mayor Phil Greiner thanked the 3 council members for meeting with the Main Street entrepreneurs and finding an amicable solution. All right, so all that's over and done with. Phew. Got so many other things to worry about in Flemington. We're sitting there complaining about where concerts are going to be. It's 9:28. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment. Thank you.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Low-wage workers are rallying around the nation today for better pay. Scott Pringle is with a large group shutting down traffic outside of McDonald's in Brooklyn this morning.
Hundreds of workers, perhaps more than 1,000 here, and many of these union members now throwing their support behind the fast food workers who have held many rallies in the past, calling for a wage of $15 an hour. Severia is part of the labor's union working in construction.
The reason why we come out to support is because we just want to see everyone make a livable wage and continue feeding their families.
Police in Arizona are releasing shocking dash cam footage that shows an officer smashing his patrol car into an armed suspect at 40 miles per hour. The incident happened in February just outside Tucson. A judge is handing down tough sentences for former Atlanta public school educators convicted of changing students' answers on standardized tests. Only two of the 10 teachers and administrators sentenced yesterday took a plea deal for a lighter sentence. The remaining will spend between 1 and 7 years in prison. This is USA Headline News.
Today, more than 1 million Americans are living with or are in remission from a blood cancer. Charles Esten, actor, musician, and a star of TV's Nashville, knows this firsthand. His daughter was diagnosed with leukemia at age 2, and today is a survivor. He has teamed up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to raise awareness about the urgent need to find cures for blood cancers and to encourage people to join the annual Light the Night Walks nationwide this fall.
When my youngest, Addie, was 2.5, she was diagnosed with leukemia. When we first heard that diagnosis, you feel extremely alone. Walking in that Light the Night light, I couldn't help but contrast that to what it feels like to stand or to walk across a bridge at night with 6,000 people carrying lights, white for survivors, red for supporters, gold in memory of those who have passed. I know it's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's hope that every year there are fewer and fewer gold lanterns.
To learn more, visit lightthenight.org.
California's continued drought may be increasing the chances of people contracting the West Nile virus. Dr. Vicki Kramer with the State Department of Public Health says fewer sources of water means bigger concentrations of mosquitoes and birds.
As the birds and mosquitoes seek out the limited sources of water, they're more likely to come into contact.
The state saw a record number of cases of West Nile virus last year, including 31 deaths. Health officials suggest staying indoors at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. Dr. Vicki Kramer with the State Department of Public Health says birds are competing for limited water sources.
Mosquitoes carry West Nile virus actually prefer to bite birds rather than people. And when a bird becomes infected, it serves as a bag of virus.
The ex-girlfriend of former Clippers owner Donald Sterling must return some very expensive gifts. A Los Angeles Superior Court judge ruled yesterday that V. Stiviano must give back over $2.5 million worth of gifts and cash she received from the disgraced NBA owner. The judge says the home and luxury car Sterling gave to his mistress were assets he shared with his wife. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. And look where I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
This Friday.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere Friday on the CW.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is defending his decision not to endorse Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. He says he needs to hear her thoughts on tackling some inequality.
What I said on Meet the Press, I had said previously to Secretary Clinton and her team. I don't think there was any surprise in it. But I think the important thing is we've got to have a discussion of the issues, and I believe we will.
De Blasio says he's not being disloyal to his former boss, but says sometimes you have to choose the people over friends. He says he's optimistic that Clinton will address the issue and says income inequality is an issue that needs to be addressed in this election.
So that's what matters. The fate of this country, the fate of our people. And even when you have a deep friendship and appreciation for someone, you have to put the people first. But I need to know what the vision is in terms of serving the people.
Americans aren't planning to splurge with their tax refunds this year. That's according to Bankrate tax analyst Kay Bell, who says many people will be using their tax refunds to pay off debt.
We found in our most recent poll, which we took last month, that about 51% of people expected to get refunds, and more than a third of them said they were going to pay down debt.
She says only 3% of those surveyed plan to spend their refund on a vacation or shopping spree. And she adds that so many millennials are getting refunds because they aren't used to the tax process.
Millennials are getting big refunds, and you know that may be just because this is their first jobs and they haven't really learned how to adjust their withholding to have it be more accurately reflecting what they're getting.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It's 9:34. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. All right, let's see what's going on out there on our 100 County roads. 100 County weather, 55 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 3-mile-an-hour winds gusting up to 21. Sun and clouds mixed, a high of 69, winds north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Some clouds and a low of 41 tonight, winds north-northeast of 5 to 10, and partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 66, winds east-southeast of 5 to 10. Friday, steady light rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon, a high of 67, winds southwest at 5 to 10. Clouds in the morning give way to mainly sunny skies on Saturday the 18th, a high of 76, intervals of clouds and sunshine at 65 on Sunday, and then possibly over 1 inch of rainfall on Monday with a high of only 54. It's 58 in Tewksbury, 58 in Clinton Township, 55 in Franklin, 55 in Kingwood, 59 in Ringo's, 59 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Chamber Radio Sports scores and calendar for our five regional high schools. We start off with the Terriers. Yesterday they played softball against Pingree and won 5-4. The girls lacrosse team defeated North Hunterdon 9-7. Boys golf 264-259 defeating Rutgers Prep. And the 7-0 shutout, Rutgers Prep defeats the Terrier baseball team. Central Red Devils, 203-200, defeating North Hunterdon in boys golf. Against Pingree, the girls golf team was defeated handily, 262-162. 5-0 shutout of Somerville in boys tennis. 13-6 win over Watchung Hills in girls lacrosse. And in boys volleyball, Ridge takes it 2-0. North Hunterdon Lions lost to Central in golf, 203-202. 5-0 shutout by Hillsboro over the boys' tennis team. And a 9-7 victory, girls lacrosse, Delaware Valley over the Lions. So, not a good day for the Lions yesterday. South Hunterdon Eagles, 14-3 loss to Belvedere in baseball. 20-5 beatdown on Pennington in girls' softball. And the Voorhees Vikings 3-2 victory over Boundbrook in tennis. 6-5 squeaker over Warren Hills in baseball. 17-3 crushing of Belvedere in softball. 14-3 Mount St. Mary's squeaks by in girls lacrosse. And 8-6 boys lacrosse loses to Montville. Here are the calendar for the next couple of days. April 15th, it's baseball. 3:45, Somerville will be at Delaware Valley. North Hunterdon travels to the Red Devils. Golf at Trump National today. Nice day for that. Wow. Del Valle Regional in Hackettstown will face Bernards. Hunterdon Central has a girls' golf match against Montgomery at 3:15. Central has a lacrosse match at North Hunterdon at 4 p.m. Softball, 3:45, the Terriers host Middlesex. 3:45, the Lions host the Red Devils, and Somerville's at Del Valle for spring track. Tennis match today, Phillipsburg is at North Hunterdon, 3:45. Ridge travels to Central, 4 p.m. Bernards and South Hunterdon Regional will be at Manville for a tri-track meet, both boys and girls. North Hunterdon and Phillipsburg is at Central for a track meet, both boys and girls. Tomorrow, the 16th, the baseball game between Voorhees and Delaware Valley has been changed to the 17th. South Hunterdon will be at Manville for baseball tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Frank Torpe Field. Delaware Valley's at Voorhees, 3 p.m. for golf at Voorhees High School, Highbridge Hills Golf Club. Delaware Valley's at Voorhees for golf. We talked about their 3 o'clock. South Hunterdon travels to Belvedere for golf. I don't have a place. Central's at Somerville for boys golf, Green Knoll Golf Club. Central's at Mount St. Mary Academy for girls golf, Mount St. Mary Academy. Don't have a place. Well, it says at Shackamaxon in Scotch Plains. Okay. Shackamaxon Country Club. Boys lacrosse tomorrow. Voorhees is at Del Valle, 3:45. Watchung Hills travels to the Terriers, 3:45 for girls lacrosse. Phillipsburg hosts the Red Devils at 3:45 for girls lacrosse. Hunterdon Central's at Phillipsburg, yes. Voorhees is at Del Valle for a softball game. Manville's at South Hunterdon for a softball game. Lawrence travels to Central for a tennis match. Voorhees is at Immaculata for tennis, and those are all 3:45 start. And a volleyball match, boys, Bridgewater Raritans at Central, 5:30. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for 4 or 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. Beautiful weather. Go out and enjoy the spring, the sunshine, and cheer on your local girl or guy in scholastic sports. It's 9:41, and we've got plenty of other things to talk about. Let's see what else we have. There was a big lacrosse get-together that went on a couple days ago. 200 girls competed in the 2015 April Fool's Lacrosse Fest in Raritan Township. This article was from the 12th. Hunterdon County Democrat reported that about 200 8th grade girls converged on the playing fields of J.P. Case Middle School for the Devils Lacrosse Club's second annual April Fool's Lax Fest. In the travel division, Del Valle won, defeating the Mohawks 2 by a score of 6-3. In the select division, it was Reddington 5 and Flemington 4. According to the tournament director, Beverly Loss, 10 teams competed. In Flemington, Moose Lodge was the where they were serving food to the young athletes and their fans. From the Del Valle Chargers comes this report. The Del Valle Chargers began their day with an impressive victory over the Hunterdon Mohawks 1, outscoring them and collecting a record 90% of the ground balls. In the second game, the Chargers defeated Mohawks 2, then went on to tie Hillsborough and defeat Pascack Valley, setting up the final game in the division against the Mohawks again. The Chargers again prevailed in a victory, giving them the championship trophy. The Chargers played as a team, and their last four games were played with a player down and no substitute. It was a long day, but they remained fired, up, and ready to go. The coaches and parents present could not have been prouder of the team effort and persistence demonstrated by the girls. Recognition should be given to all the players, but singled out would be the rotating goalies during each of the games. Megan Donnelly, Megan Bill, Trinity Perini, Kelsey O'Connor, Jennifer Sanger filled in for the starting goalie who was unavailable for the tournament. Great stuff. It's 9:43. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamber.com.
First time we met, you was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends? But railroad wife breaking all the rules, she like a song played again and again.
That girl,
like something of a poster.
That girl,
is a dime they say.
That girl,
is a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody.
from the glow. Not once did you leave my mind. We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, it really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. Railroad wife, breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife.
That girl,
like something off a poster.
That girl,
is a dime they say.
That girl,
is a gun to my holster. And she's running through my mind all day.
Hey,
shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
It's 9:49. Good morning, Hunterdon and Hunterdon.com. A lot of things to go over. Lots of different events coming up. It's spring. Everybody wants to be outside. Let's find out what is on the calendar coming up. So we have six fun free programs open to all at refurbished Lambertville Library. It's Library Day and Library Week. So Renee Carlock Hill reports that the Lambertville Free Public Library was reopened with fresh paint and carpeting on its ground floor, a project that forced a two-week closure. To celebrate, it's offering more programs for all ages. All are free and open to all, but not just city residents, says Deborah Monaghan, Library Public Relations and Program Coordinator. But if you like what you see and hear, she said membership costs just $30 per year per household for those living outside the city limits. So tell the story of your life after joining a guided autobiography group, which is Wednesdays 1 to 2:30, from May 13th starting April 15th. So it goes on for the whole, starts today and goes for the month. Tax season is over, but finances are still on the brain. Thursday, April 16th at 2 p.m., there's a half-hour session called College Getting There From Here. On Parlez-vous Français, non-beginner classes will be held Mondays at 3:30 p.m. through May 18th. Become a young Rembrandt in a Learn to Draw program for ages 6 to 12 on Thursday, April 23rd at 3:30. And who doesn't want to get into gardening? You have a gardening that's tentatively scheduled on Thursday, May 7th at 2 p.m. It is a library, so meet some of the people that write the words our children love to read on Thursday, April 16th at 3:30. Jared Rosenbaum reads his new book, The Puddle Garden, in the Book Bear Club. And on Tuesday, April 21st at 3:30, it's A Brief Stay at Earth Human Camp. So all those are programs that are available at the Lambertville Library. Good news, Home for Women using $275,000 grant to remodel a barn. Rick Epstein reports that the Good News Home for Women will soon be able to move out of its office space at 63 Main Street, Flemington, and into new space on the ground floor of the huge dairy barn on the Bartles Corner Road campus. The Good News Home has received $275,000 from the State Department of Community Affairs to create a nursing station, office space for counseling and administration, plus a classroom that can accommodate as many as 50 clients and family members. The Good News Home is a Christian nonprofit that provides residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation for 12 women at a time, age 18 and older. It was organized in 1983 and opened in 1987. It has 21 staffers. Most of them are part-time. That's some great news there. Freedom House is observing April as Alcohol Awareness Week. That's my man Glenn King again. They're observing April as the 29th year. The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependency has sponsored Alcohol Awareness Month. And Freedom House of New Jersey, founded in 1986, provides three major programs, which we talked about. So Freedom House has provided men with room, board, substance abuse treatment, services, life skills, training and education, job-seeking skills, assistance with job search, and all transportation to and from work. Once working, residents are required to make a contribution toward the program fee, saving a third for expenses after they leave the house. For more information, call 908-617-5492 or go to freedomhousenj.org. Student poster winners to be recognized by Flemington Raritan School Board. The Flemington Raritan School District Board will award $50 iTunes gift cards to the student winners of the district's yearly safety poster contest. Students in grades kindergarten through 8th were invited to submit posters detailing items, ideas on how to dress for cold weather, this year's theme for the contest. Our goal is to eliminate potential dangerous incidents that can happen when not wearing the proper clothing in cold weather, the district said on its website. Students will also receive a certificate of recognition along with an iTunes gift card. School officials will also give presentations, will also be given on technology integration and world languages. The public portion of that meeting is 7 p.m. at J.P. Case Middle School Auditorium, followed by a closed session at 6. Man, I got to get through to the kids because everybody's walking around in shorts in frigid weather. It's silly. Hunterdon County Polytech Automotive Technology students win at Northampton Community College. Our Polytech congratulates Tyler Golis and Dan Balby, automotive technology students, for placing third in Northampton Community College Skills Contest on March 11th. Tyler and Dan each received $2,000 Northampton Community College Scholarship and a snap-on quarter-inch drive set. To qualify for this high-level competition, the students took an exam in January, and out of 200 students, they were among the top 12 that made it to the finals. The students worked as a team, diagnosing the vehicular faults of six workstations in engine repair, electrical, PA, state inspection, brake measurement, check engine light, and service information. With this competition behind them, Dan and Tyler are now focusing on the Ford AAA competition, which will be held at the Monmouth Mall on May 7th. The students will have 90 minutes to diagnose preset faults in a 2015 Ford Fiesta. They have been training on Ford Fiesta that was donated for this purpose by Dishman Ford. If the students place first at this competition, they will go on to an all-expense-paid trip to Dearborn, Michigan, to compete and represent New Jersey at the Nationals. Good luck, Dan and Tyler. Wow, that's very cool. Moving on, Men in Heels Relay, May 16th, to raise money for SAFE in Hunterdon. The Hunterdon County Democrat reports that it's on May 16th in Clinton. Teams of men age 18 and over will relay in women's shoes to raise awareness and funds for victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault in third annual Men in Heels Relay. The event is coordinated by volunteers with support from staff of the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center and Hunterdon Medical Center, with proceeds benefiting SAFE in Hunterdon and the women, men, and children the organization serves in the county. The event is free to all spectators. Whether you're a relayer, sponsor, or fan cheering on the sidelines, Men in Heels is about our community coming together to have these important conversations, says Leanne McGowan, event organizer. The Men in Heels Relay is scheduled to take place at 10 a.m. on May 16th, rain or shine, at the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Center, 1738 Route 31 North. Each participant on the all-male teams will completing a short course of the approximately 100 yards total in heeled shoes. Relayers are encouraged to bring their own sensible heels between 2 and 3 inches. Safety and good sportsmanship will be emphasized in this friendly competition, organized in 2 and 3 team heats, with the winning team advancing to the next round. Trophies will be awarded to relay finalists and to the most team spirit, most creative outfits, and most donations raised. For more information, go to... the crowdrise.com/Men in Heel Relay. Okay? That's where you would get all that information. And you can have your favorite relayers in there. You can also check out facebook.com Men in Heels Fundraiser. So all that and more right there. It's time for me to get on out of here. Rich Scuderi will be in just a minute. Modern Design. Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thank you to Michelle and Diane for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arlena says, never say I should have. Well, start making your kids and yourself aware of those Powassan symptoms and check for ticks. We'll talk with you tomorrow, folks. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamberRadio.com.
This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4255. HMC, or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the What's Up in Real Estate show with Joe Eggert and my good friend Tony Page, who is somewhere en route. You know, as what we do sometimes jumps in our life. We get phone calls every day saying, hey, you got to come over here real quick. And that's what Tony's doing. So right now it's just me soloing, saying hello to everybody. Let's start off with something that's going to be appealing to everybody. It's outside the weather. It is a magnificent day. It's finally here. Today, right now, it's 70 degrees in beautiful downtown Flemington. Tonight, we're going to go down to 38. That's a little chilly, but tomorrow, sunny, 64. Down to 46 Thursday night, Friday. Showers likely, about 60%. But here's the big one. Saturday, mostly sunny, 71 degrees. So we are, I think we are out of the ice state, the ice age. It's been a hell of a winter. I am getting fed up with it. I'm getting too old for this or what, but I can't stand it. So we talk about real estate. We talk about, lots of stuff in general. The other day we had on the senator. Week before that was the congressman. So we really like to talk about Hunterdon County and everything pertinent to Hunterdon County. Hunterdon County is a very unique place to live. I personally been out here over 35 years, roughly, and I just can't think of a nicer place to live. You just forget. I just drove by the outside. I skirted around Round Valley Reservoir, and, I just forgot how nice it is. You know, you drive and you look over your shoulder or look over there, and you see this magnificent reservoir. And actually, there's a very good YouTube presentation on how Round Valley Reservoir became the reservoir. Interesting story, and I won't get into it, but, you know, they always talk about there was a town there. And in this YouTube video, it actually shows the videos of the homes being removed from the bottom of the valley. And to a lot of people were very upset about that lived there. And the whole premise of the Round Valley Reservoir was actually to pipe water into the city of Newark. Newark was building up rather rapidly, and they had a fear they were going to run out of water. So they had this brainstorm and to make this reservoir to feed Newark. But it was muck and mired with corruption. The mayor of Newark, you went to jail. There was a couple of... they said mob boys that were involved in the construction. And you know what the shame of it is? Not one drop of water ever made it to Newark and isn't going to go to Newark because they never built the pipeline. It's a magnificent building, but, you know, there's people that lost their homes, and that's a shame of it. Valley Crest Road was actually made just for the displaced homes, and those homes on Valley Crest Boulevard are actually... they were down in the valley, and you see pictures of it. So it's a wonderful video. It's sad in a way, but when I drive by the finished product of what it is now, wow, magnificent, magnificent lake. I used to go fishing there with my kids and my wife. We had a little boat, and they limited the boating to 9.9 horsepower, which is nice because you don't have any of those crazy quick watercraft on there, you know, the skidoos, you know, whatever you want to call them. And you only get gentle sailboats, fishing boats up to 9.9, pontoon boats, windsurfers and sailors. It's just a beautiful, beautiful lake. We fished it for many years. Didn't catch too much, but it is a trophy.